Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/Dan's Book Reviews.
Dan the Art Man's Book Reviews, Episode 38, The Coffee Legacy by Katharina Bordet. The Coffee Legacy was a novel woven like a rich tapestry made with love and full of colors and details which told a memorable story. Reading a story in the traditional Viennese cafe culture made me want to hang out in the setting. I could smell the coffee, I could feel the emotions of the characters as the story unfolded and became so much more than characters, their coffee, and the cafe they worked in. I really enjoyed the way this story was told. The way things were revealed as the story progressed really worked well, and kept me wanting to learn more about the characters and the fantasy elements. It kind of reads like a modern-day fairy tale or legend, but full of all the great things you love in stories about modern people. The characters were very real to me in this book. They went through a lot, and there were a few scenes that brought some tears to my eyes. The ending was riveting and not something I was expecting. I was very surprised by it. I couldn't have predicted the way everything played out. The tone changes, and it was exciting and made me want to turn the pages faster and or listen to the audio at times too. I listened to the audiobook version of this novel, found at patiobooks.com. It was great hearing the author tell her story, and all of the other characters done by different voice actors. The full cast production was a treat for the ears. In the last few chapters, you could really feel the emotion in the characters' voices, and I think it added a lot to the tension in those scenes. That said, the ebook version has beautiful pictures of the different types of coffee described at the beginning of each chapter, and with the audiobook version free, it's a no-brainer to go get both ebook and audio versions to really immerse yourself in this rich, traditional Viennese cafe culture. You may just find yourself trying new kinds of coffee, or at least drinking more. Katharina has a great touch with her characters, and the way she writes them and their emotions really makes them come alive. I look forward to reading the related spin-offs that go with this novel and the next novel that takes place in this universe when it comes out. Hey, did you know that you, the listener of this podcast, can get a free audiobook from Audible just for trying their service? If you go to audibletrial.com/Dan's Book Reviews, you can get a free audiobook, any audiobook of your choice, just for trying their free 30-day service. But I want to recommend to you the audiobook that I just finished. It's called Strikers by Anne Christie. It's narrated by Terry Schnabelt, who is a fantastic narrator. That was the second book I've listened to by her. The other one was a horror novel, but Terry Schnabelt is a fantastic narrator, especially for this book, Strikers. The main character is a teen who's kind of coming of age. The story world is fantastic. For anyone who is a fan of The Hunger Games or any of those other more popular kind of post-apocalyptic stories, that's what this is. The world is a very different place, and a lot of really cool, crazy stuff happens. There's a lot of really good romance in this book, and the narrator just pulls it off perfectly. So, Strikers by Anne Christie. It wasn't exactly my cup of tea, but there was a lot of really good stuff in there, and it has amazing reviews, and I can see why so many people liked it so much. I think it's a really great book for anyone who wants an awesome, strong female protagonist and some romance mixed in with their post-apocalyptic action. Not exactly my favorite kind of stuff, but it was still a really good book, and so I'm recommending it to you guys. Just go to audible.com/dansbookreviews to get Strikers by Anne Christie, narrated by Terry Schnobelt, for free. Now let's get back to that review. All right, The Coffee Legacy. Oh my goodness. If you've ever seen me on Twitter, the very end of my bio says coffee addict, and I am a huge fan of coffee. And so anything that I read that has stuff about coffee in it or that makes me want coffee more, it's like I'm right there. I'm a fan. But like I said, even though this was also a cool story with cool fantasy elements and kind of coffee as a character in the book, which was awesome, the characters were very real to me. And, you know, whenever you find a book where the characters seem like good friends by the time you're done reading it, it's just a really enjoyable experience to read a book like that. So, great characters, a lot of very authentic emotion in this book, really cool coffee, and just being in a coffee shop, and also, well, I don't want to spoil anything, but there are some very cool and fantastical locales in this story also. So, go check it out. Like I said, you can get it for free at patiobooks.com, but I highly recommend the book as well because it has some really cool pictures of the different coffee she describes at the beginning of each chapter. A lot of fantasy novels start off the chapter with, like, some bit of poetry or historical documents from the story world. This book starts each chapter with a different kind of coffee. And you can see awesome pictures of those coffees to make your mouth water in the book. So go grab the book, go get the audiobook for free. Like I said, it's a full cast audiobook, so each character is done by a different voice actor, which just makes it a really fun, rich listening experience.
Also, before I let you go, I wanted to let you know that the next book in the Wiener Blut series, the sequel to The Coffee Legacy, Danube Waves, is coming out very soon after I release this episode. It is February of 2016, so look for the sequel to The Coffee Legacy, Danube Waves, by Katharina Bordet, coming soon.
So, can't recommend it enough, The Coffee Legacy by Katharina Bordet. Check it out, and I will see you guys next week. Mike, take it away.
This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivative works license. Music by Kevin MacLeod, found at incompetech.com. The website that goes with this podcast can be found at dandantheartman.com. And you can follow Dan on Twitter, Google+, and Facebook at dandantheartman. For Dan, this is Mike Luoma, saying happy reading, and we'll see you next time.